And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. As we start this first day of June, we come off a Memorial Day weekend holiday where a lot of folks had some time off. We join our guests from the city today, City of Manhattan, and City Manager Ron Fear joins us here via Zoom. Good morning, Mr. Fear.
Good morning, Brandon.
We also have Manhattan Mayor Wynn Butler on the program this morning. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you both on this morning. First off, before we get into things, how was your weekend, Ron? How did you fare this weekend?
You know, it enjoyed Saturday. We've got a memorial tree over at the Wakefield Operatorium for my father, and we went over and we always call that we give Dad and Grandpa a haircut. So we gave him a good trim and enjoyed. Getting out then, while it was a little bit nicer, the rest of the weekend was kind of dodging the rain and the cooler weather and more indoor projects. But thanks for asking.
All right. How about yourself, Mr. Butler?
Well, I think the most interesting thing this weekend was last night the band played in the park for the first time in a good while. And I was had the pleasure of reading a proclamation for the, you know, it's the 100th year. The band actually a year late because they were formed in 1920. And so it's been 100 years, and they did the concert. It sprinkled a little bit, you know, towards the end. But there was a pretty fair amount of people that came for the turnout. And I thought it went quite well. And I'm glad to see them, you know, back able to do it. I guess they'll. In 2 weeks, not this Tuesday, next Tuesday, they'll be playing again out there. So,
very good. It's nice to see events like that happening again and crowds being able to and being allowed to gather. I spent the weekend in Kansas City and saw maybe the biggest gathering I've seen in a while at Union Station and Liberty Memorial. But it kind of shows that you know, people are getting more confident here. People are traveling again, and that's got to be good news for cities like Manhattan. We're kind of a destination, I think, for a lot of folks in Kansas. And you got to be pleased by at least this past weekend and what the future holds in store.
Yes, definitely.
Yep. All right. Well, it's certainly a good time to get into summer planning here. And we'll take a look at what's coming up here on the agenda tonight, and we got a couple of items here that are kind of interesting, and we'll discuss those here. We'll start with a public hearing, and that is a pretty major project here on there, which we learned about last week, I think, for the first time. There's a story in the Mercury that came out, and we followed up as well on a new Museum of Art and Light that's being proposed down near Blue Earth Plaza. And Ron, you want to tell us a little bit more of the background on this?
Sure. This is a proposal from Bob and Tracy DeBryan, who are local owners and operators of the Master Teacher. And they have quite an art collection. And they've had this inspiration and been working on some designs for the past couple of years, trying to determine a location, and saw the opportunity potentially of being able to utilize the Starbond District to be able to help with the project. And so approached us about that, also approached the State of Kansas Department of Commerce with their concept. They're proposing, it's about a 50,000 square foot state-of-the-art museum, featuring immersive exhibits with interactive displays and hands-on cultural attractions. It's patterned after a similar museum in Paris, France. Would be one of the first ones in the country. I think there is one going in New York City, and you've seen this kind of traveling art exhibit that's seen, I think is coming to Kansas City maybe this summer. And but it's very unique in that the visitor embeds themselves with the art in a very unique kind of three-story experience that can change graphically. And so it's a very unique concept. They're requesting that the city allow this to be built in our South redevelopment district. So in order to do that, this would be proposed to be located currently in the parking lot that serves primarily the Discovery Center there near the underground walkway that goes over to the depot. So it would occupy a good portion of that particular parking lot. Again, it's a multi-story, about 50,000 square foot facility. The total project cost is estimated to be about $43.6 million. The building itself is roughly around $22 million. And that's really where they're looking at being able to utilize the remaining star bonds. So you might recall that our Southern District, which encompasses the Discovery Center, the Hilton and the Conference Center and the parking structure and the other hotels and mixed use facilities there in Blue Earth Plaza, was about a over $100 million in improvements. And we got a $50 million star bond from the state to help with that project that helped build the Discovery Center and many of those other public amenities like Blue Earth Plaza, a lot of the streets and park and streetscaping and all of those amenities. Those bonds are actually overperforming. Our repayment on those are overperforming and is scheduled to pay off this year, which would be about 6 years early than what the bond schedule had originally provided for. And so the developers are requesting the opportunity to access those additional, those remaining, I guess I should say, they're not additional, 6 years of funding for a second project, which is allowed as long as you go through this process and it's approved by the state. So specifically the public hearing tonight is to consider amending our redevelopment plan to add this second project into the Star Bond District. And that would then also have first reading of an ordinance in order to do that, if the commission wanted to move forward. Second reading would be proposed to be at the June 15th meeting. And then there would also be a preliminary memorandum of understanding that would go along with that. If that was all approved and the state approved, gave final approval to the project, then there's a number of other steps, a final development agreement. It'd have to go through a PUD zoning amendment and some other actions that would take place prior to them being able to start construction on the project. It is proposed to be a not-for-profit, privately owned and operated museum. So the city wouldn't have any obligations for any of the funding of the facility, either in any kind of default or any situation like that. The city would issue the star bonds, though, for that, but we would not be obligated for the debt service.
Okay.
Or any of the operations.
Pretty extravagant proposal here from the DeBryans, and I don't know them, but I've heard that they are a pretty big art enthusiast here, and I think it would probably attract that crowd here to Manhattan. Mr. Butler, what are some of your concerns with this project?
Well, I've gotten several emails, and you know, my initial, you know, as I looked at it, and there's a couple of good YouTube videos, gives you a great idea of what this thing would look like, and it's very fascinating. And it's, but the concerns people have expressed to me is, number one, you know, is it going to pay property tax? And the answer probably is no. Unless the appraiser, you know, decides to do something different. But right now it looks like no property tax. And then it was also billed as, well, they're going to cover all the cost. It's not going to cost the city anything. But property tax doesn't go into the star bonds, but sales tax does. And so the South End sales tax would go towards this facility for at least 6 years till the star bonds are paid off. And they would have been paid off, you know, this year, which meant that sales tax would have gone in the city coffers. And the amount of that, I'm not sure exactly how much, but you know, city staff tells me that, you know, it's $90,000 a year was transient guest tax money that was dedicated to it. And then there's whatever sales tax that South End brings in. And I'm not sure what that would be. but there is going to be a cost to the city of at least, you know, $600,000 at the low end, I would think, over 6 years. And some folks are not going to like that too much. And then the other issue is you do lose the parking next to the hotel. And a couple of the hoteliers did express they weren't real happy with that. And one of them, you know, again, a lot of people comparing it to the Discovery Center, which they see as having not be successful in terms of revenue producing. I mean, it was successful in helping us get that South End developed. I mean, it was just a necessary component of the development. But long term, it doesn't seem to be panning out. I mean, that's been operational for, you know, almost 10 years now. And it still requires a subsidy every year from the city. Now, that won't happen with this art museum, according to the plan. But there's some folks out there that are very skeptical that it'll bring in the numbers. And they say it's going to be a repeat of the Discovery Center, and not at all happy about the city investing a dime in it.
Hmm. All right. We've got a caller here with a question or a comment. So we'll get to him first. Robert, go ahead. You're on the line.
Yes, $50 million here, $50 million there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money. You know, we cost us $50 million when the police years ago arrested the wrong guy and threw him in prison. And the government put $50 million in the ground for each one of those missile silos that are not being used. But having a plan on what to do, we need that $50 million for our new bridge across the Blue River. We're sitting out here on 24 in these traffic jams. We have a vision for what we want. You know, you got the new school over there, you need the bridge. You got the people that have left Manhattan and are living over there north on Green Valley Road, they need the bridge. The people that are sitting in the traffic jam right now on Green Valley Road, they have a vision for the bridge. Thank you for your considerations.
All right. Thank you for the call. We got another caller here real quick. We'll get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, is that me?
Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
Okay. That gentleman just kind of summed it up. You know, everything sounds good when we're talking about it down there in Taj Mahal down on Points. Everything is great. It sounds great. Let me close my door so you don't hear me feeding back. But anyway, the people that have been selling that stuff to the citizens should be selling real estate or war bonds because they're smooth. They're Teflon coated. And I admire him for that. But sooner or later, you know, we have to pay for this stuff. The Discovery Center was sold on a bunch of unknowns. Hasn't paid a dime. Now you've got some of my parents that I see. They were paying for it.
I think your phone's cutting out there, Paul. We're going to have to drop you there. But I think we got the most of the gist of what he was saying there. And obviously, there's some concerns, but any do you guys want any rebuttal here on that?
Well, I think the bridge thing keeps coming up, but this I don't think you can relate this project to the bridge. We can't use star bonds for the bridge,
right?
You know, the bridge would cost a bunch of money. I don't know who's going to fund that, and basically, you know, a lot of the people that are out there in Pottawatomie County, I know they like it, but it's not really a city issue. You know, that's something that KDOT would have to get involved in and everything else. So that I have a hard time relating to this particular project. A lot of people relating this to the Discovery Center. And I will say, you know, it's not the Discovery Center. It's something totally different, but it's hard to, you know, it's hard to separate the two. And really, you know, the only opposition that I can see that would be valid to the project is the actual dollars that the city will invest. I think Ron would use the term, you know, opportunity cost, which is what, you know, business would say was there's an opportunity cost of doing this. And are you going to get a return on your investment after 6 years? And I guess that'll be part of the discussion, you know, tonight and the next couple of meetings if we get a memorandum. Because the other thing is, the land that this is going to sit on belongs to the city. So are we going to sell that to the developer, and what would be the cost? And of course, there's different ways of looking at that. Like, we could actually compute the cost that the city will end up indirectly putting into this as opportunity cost and saying, well, that's the cost of the land. Then it is a true wash and you're not investing any city dollars.
Hmm. All right. Interesting point. We'll take a break, come back, more with Ron Fear and Wynn Butler as we preview the Manhattan City Commission meeting tonight here on In Focus.